I think there's a direct connection between this first reading and from the book of Leviticus and the church's liturgical and sacramental practice, and even what we're doing right now. And I think there's also a connection between this reading and the saint that we celebrate today, Saint John Vianney, and the whole mystery and gift of the priesthood. Well, to get into these connections and maybe to reflect on them a little bit, let me share something that I experienced yesterday. I was driving down, and eventually along that long drive, you get bored. So I turned on the radio thinking I could catch some religious programming. And immediately the first, because it's a car I never drove before, so I don't even know how to use the radio. First station they came on was one of these great fiery Bible preachers. And he was just launching into the Acts of the Apostles and the religion taught by Paul, the true biblical religion. And he was great. I mean, he would take a verse, he would take out a couple of words, explain what they mean, and then he would apply it to the situation. It was really good preaching. I wish I knew who he was, and I wish I heard the whole thing. I got maybe 10 minutes, and then eventually I drove out of that radio station area, and then you just get static. And I said, you know, I have no idea who he was or what the story was, but it was great. You've heard that kind of preaching. I mean, that's really fervent Bible preaching. But one of the things this guy kept emphasizing was that the religion of St. Paul, the Apostle Paul, was the religion of grace. It's not a works-based religion like the Jews, he said, like the Jews, a works-based religion. And he said, the world is full of works-based religions. So I don't know what he would think about Catholicism, but I would guess he would have a pretty low view of our practice of the sacraments and the liturgy and necessity of participating in the church's life, because that to him would look like works-based religion. Now, of course, his main point is right. Salvation is based on grace. It's based on faith in Jesus Christ, that he's our savior, we're not saving ourselves. But if you push that too far, of course, it implies that you don't have to do anything, or it doesn't matter what you do. Now, I don't think this guy would say that. I mean, he's a solid Christian. But the excerpt of the sermon that I heard didn't say anything about our responsibility or our faith or our participation in the work of salvation. It was all about the religion of grace, the religion of grace. And St. Paul just called people to conversion and rely on faith in Jesus Christ. Great. But if you look at the Bible, and this first reading is an example of it, God spends an extraordinary amount of time and effort getting people to do things, telling people what to do, how to pray, how to worship, how to sacrifice in great detail. So now this, you know, Bible preacher man, he's saying that the Jews had a works-based religion. I think that's not really fair to the Jews, because the Jews were responding in faith to what God taught them, and they were obedient to God. And that's what they would say. They're not saving themselves. They're doing what God says, including the Feast of Passover, the Feast of Booths, the Day of Atonement, and all these things that are mentioned in this first reading. And you know, I'd say, well, what good is all that now that Jesus has shed his blood for us? We don't need a Day of Atonement or a sheaf offering of, you know, waving sheaves before the Lord. Sure, we don't need that. But why did God do this kind of training of his people? Because even though we're saved by grace, we have to respond to grace, and we don't know how to do it. So this sort of training, yes, we're supposed to love God. We're supposed to love one another. Well, how are we supposed to do it? How do we love God? How do we worship God? We don't know how. And we can't say it doesn't matter because we're all relying on grace. God thinks it matters. He wants us to participate in the process. So he gives us clear instructions on how he is to be worshiped. Okay, now any Catholic, I think, understands that. We don't simply say, grace alone or faith alone or scripture alone. That's not how we understand what God has done. You know that famous line from, I think it's St. Augustine, God created us without us, but he doesn't save us without us. In other words, we have to respond. Faith is not just saying yes to grace, it's also living according to grace. It's that response of gratitude, it's that response of self-offering, which is what faith really is. So we do have a responsibility. We do have merit before God. We are judged according to what we do. And that's clear from these passages we've had the past week about the separation of the weeds and the wheat, and the separation of the good fish and the bad fish. There is a difference between people who respond with faith and people who don't. Okay. Now I say there's a connection between this first reading, this kind of pre-liturgical instruction, and our own liturgical calendar and our own sacramental practice and our own what we're doing right here. And that is that God has given us the right way to worship him. Actually, what we're doing is we're joining Jesus Christ in his worship of the Father. We're joining Jesus, who makes the perfect sacrifice, the perfect atonement, who does all the work. We're joining him in that work of sacrifice, of atonement, of reparation. So we're participating. We're not just recipients. We're participants in the work of salvation. That brings us to St. John Vianney, the great holy priest who had nothing to recommend him other than that he was a great holy priest. he didn't do like extraordinary things or write books and found a community and work miracles, although he did work miracles, but nobody could recognize it. His main miracle was in the confessional and at the altar. So he's a man who genuinely dedicated himself to love of God, worship of God, and love of neighbor, sacrificing himself to an extraordinary degree for the good of his parishioners and anybody who came. So you know the story of St. John Vianney and why he is the patron saint of priests. But he himself, as hard as he worked and as much sacrifice as he made, he knew that he was relying all on grace. And he had a great appreciation for the grace of the priesthood. This is part of what reveals his greatness, because when a priest speaks about the greatness of the priesthood, you always wonder, is he boosting himself? Is he making his own ministry the center of what he's talking about? And with John Vianney, because he was a humble man and a man without noticeable gifts, when he spoke about the priesthood, he wasn't just talking about himself. He was talking about a genuine grace, which is extraordinary. And we should be praising God for the gift of the priesthood. We should be grateful to God. One line that came to me this morning, because today's First Friday, and it's the day when we normally dedicate ourselves to honoring the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So one line of St. John Vianney, which came to mind, it's right in the catechism. The priesthood is the love of the heart of Jesus. It's an extraordinary thing to say. The priesthood is the love of the heart of Jesus. And for a priest to say that is quite a humbling thing, because how can a priest say that about himself? But he's not saying it about himself. He's saying it about the gift of God to the church, to particular men in the church, ordained men, who become instruments of God's own love. They become icons of Jesus' own heart. So the priesthood is the love of the heart of Jesus. I love that. And it's perfect for today. Today's First Friday. What about today's gospel? Jesus goes to Nazareth and finds no faith. This shows us the importance of the response of faith. And I'm sure Radio Bible Man, he would agree. It's just that it didn't come out in the part of his sermon that I heard. But it's possible for people to hear Jesus and see his wonders, to be exposed to the revelation of God's grace and still not respond. It's possible. And here's a great example of it. They see him, they hear him, they're astonished by him, they recognize he has great wisdom, he does mighty deeds, but he's only a carpenter, son of a carpenter, we know his mother, we know his family. We're not going to buy this guy. We're not going to accept with faith what this guy is saying and revealing. He did not work many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith. So lack of faith is not a lack on the part of God, a lack on the part of God's revelation, the gift of grace. It's all falls on the human failure to respond. So in other words, grace alone is not enough. There has to be a response. And that's a human act with the help of grace. Grace is always at the root of the whole thing. But God does not force salvation on us. We have to choose in faith to accept what he gives us. Okay. So, like I said, I don't know that radio guy, but his fundamental teaching is true. But let's put it in the context of what the greater gift we have received in the church. We have a way of receiving the life of God, which the Bible preachers can't conceive. I mean, as great as their faith is and as great as their understanding of the scriptures is, they don't know the Eucharist. They don't know the Eucharist. So they don't know what Jesus was talking about when he said, unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you do not have life in you. We need the body and blood of Christ. How do we get it? Through the ministry of the priest. Where do we get priests from? From God. He calls men and ordains them. And he uses them so that the love of his heart can be not only revealed to us, but placed right in our hands, right on our tongue, so that we have his life. So God wants us to share in his life. He wants us to participate in his sacrifice. And it's just extraordinary that this gift is continually made available to us in the church through the priesthood. Amen.